Tienes que ser honrado. You have to be honest. Breakdown. Tienes. This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Tener. To have. In this case, it means, you have. Que. This is the conjunction, that, or, to. In this sentence, it indicates the necessity, or obligation. Ser. This is the infinitive verb, to be. Honrado. This is the masculine singular past participle of the verb. Honrar. To honor. In this context, it means, honest. The sentence structure conveys an imperative meaning, meaning it's a command, or an obligation. It literally translates as, you have to be honest, which can be simplified to, you must be honest. La conozco de algo, pero no la sitúo. I know her from somewhere, but I can't place her. Breakdown. La is the direct object pronoun meaning, her. It refers to the person being discussed. Conozco is the first person singular present tense of the verb, conocer, meaning, to know. It indicates the speaker's familiarity with the person. De algo means, from something. This phrase is used to indicate that the speaker knows the person from a particular context, but doesn't remember the details. Pero is a conjunction meaning, but. It introduces a contrast. No is the negative adverb meaning, not. La is again the direct object pronoun, her. Situo is the third person singular preterite tense of the verb, situar, meaning, to place. In this context, it means, to remember, where I've seen her. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. La is a direct object pronoun, which replaces the noun, her, to avoid repetition, and make the sentence more concise. Present tense vs. Preterite tense. The verb, conocer, is in the present tense. Conozco. Because the speaker is familiar with the person, while the verb, situar, is in the preterite tense. Situo. Because the speaker is unable to remember the specific context. Negation. No. Is used to negate the verb, situar, and express the speaker's inability to remember where they know the person from. El cuervo se fue volando. The crow flew away. The sentence uses the pretérito indefinido. Preterite tense of the verb irse. To go, which is fue. Went. The verb volando. Flying is a gerund, which indicates an ongoing action. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense. Esto suena sospechoso. This sounds suspicious. Breakdown. Esto is a pronoun meaning this. It refers to something that has been previously mentioned or understood. Suena is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Sonar meaning to sound. Sospechoso is an adjective meaning suspicious or questionable. The sentence uses a simple grammatical structure with the subject, esto, and the verb, suena, followed by the adjective, sospechoso. Tomás está tomando jugo. Tomás is drinking juice. This sentence is in the present progressive tense, indicating an action that is happening now. Breakdown. Tomás. Tomás is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Está. Está is the present tense of the verb estar. Estar. To be, conjugated for the third person singular. It acts as an auxiliary verb to form the present progressive. Tomando. Tomando is the present participle of the verb tomar. Tomar. To take, to drink. This is the part of the verb that indicates the action being performed. Jugo. Jugo. Is the noun meaning juice. Key concepts. Present progressive tense. Uses the verb estar. Estar. To be, as an auxiliary verb followed by the present participle of the main verb to indicate ongoing action. Subject verb agreement. The verb estar. Estar. Agrees in person, and number with the subject Tomás. Tomás. Nadie se percató de tu ausencia. No one noticed your absence. Breakdown. Nadie. Is the subject of the sentence, and means, no one. It is a pronoun that functions as an indefinite pronoun. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun used with the verb. Percató. To indicate that the action of noticing is done by the subject, the people. Percató. Is the past participle of the verb. Percatarse. Which means, to notice. In this context, it's used in the third person plural form, and is conjugated in the simple past tense. De. Means, of, and is a preposition that shows the object of the verb. Tu. Is a possessive pronoun that means, your. Ausencia. Means, absence, and is the noun that is the object of the preposition. De. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun, indicating the action affects the subject. Past participle. Percató. Is the past participle, used to form the past tense of verbs. Preposition. De. Shows the relationship between. Percató. And. Tu ausencia. Possessive pronoun. Tu. Indicates ownership of the noun, absence. La fe es creer en lo que sabes que no es cierto. Faith is believing in something you know is not true. Breakdown. La. Is the feminine definite article, meaning, the. Fe. Is the noun, faith. Es. Is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, sir, meaning, is. Creer. Is the infinitive verb, to believe. En. Is the preposition, in. Law. Is the masculine direct object pronoun, meaning, it. Que. Is the relative pronoun, that. Sabes. Is the second person singular present indicative of the verb, saber, meaning, you know. Que. Is the conjunction, that. No. Is the negation, not. Es. Is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, sir, meaning, is. Cierto. Is the adjective, true. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun, law. Is used to replace the object of the verb, creer, which is. Lo que sabes que no es cierto. Relative pronoun, que. Is used to introduce a relative clause that describes the object of, creer, negation, no. Is used to negate the verb, sir, in the relative clause. Espera, déjame dejar esto. Wait, let me put this down. The sentence is made up of two verbs, esperar, to wait, and dejar, to let, to leave. Esperar. Is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command, telling someone to wait. Dejar. Is in the infinitive form, meaning it's the base form of the verb, and in this context it acts as a noun. It's part of a me. Me, object pronoun, which means the object of the verb. Dejar. Is the person speaking. Esto. Is a demonstrative pronoun, referring to something nearby. It is the direct object of the verb. Dejar. The entire sentence is a combination of commands, implying the speaker is asking someone to wait so that they can put something down. Por eso me gustas. That's why I like you. breakdown. Por eso. This is a conjunction that means, that's why, or, for that reason. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, meaning, me, or, I. It is used here as the object of the verb, gustar. Gustas. This is the verb, gustar, conjugated in the second person singular, you, and present tense. The verb, gustar, means, to like, or, to be pleasing to. Key concepts. Gustar. Colon in Spanish. Gustar is used in a different way than, like, in English. Gustar is always conjugated, and the object of the sentence, the thing that is liked, becomes the subject. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. Me. Is used as a direct object pronoun. It is used to replace the noun that is the object of the verb, gustar. Quiero hablar con Tom. Por favor. I want to talk to Tom, please. This sentence uses the verb querer, which means to want. The infinitive form of the verb querer is querer, to want. In this sentence, the verb is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which is quiero. This means I want. The object of the verb is hablar, which means to talk. The infinitive form of the verb hablar is hablar, to talk. The infinitive hablar is preceded by the preposition con, which means with. This creates the phrase hablar con, which means to talk with. The object of the preposition con is Tom. The phrase por favor means please. It is used to make a request more polite. Que tengas suerte. This translates to may you have good luck. This is a common expression of good wishes in Spanish. Let's break it down. Que is the subjunctive form of the verb ser, to be, and it means that, or, may, in this context. Tengas is the subjunctive form of the verb tener, to have, conjugated in the second person singular, you. Suerte means luck. The subjunctive mood in this sentence is used to express a wish or hope for something. It's similar to saying, I hope you have good luck. ¿Vas a ir a algún lado este verano? Are you going to go anywhere this summer? This sentence uses the future tense, ir, to ask about plans. The phrase, ¿Vas a ir a algún lado? Literally translates to, are you going to go to some place? And means, are you going anywhere? The word, algún, means some, and the word, lado, means place, but in this context, it means anywhere. Él se paró para fumar. He stood up to smoke. The sentence is in the third person singular, él, and the past tense, se paró. Se paró is the reflexive verb, to stand up, in the past tense. The reflexive pronoun, se, is used to indicate that the subject is performing the action on himself. Para fumar is the infinitive, to smoke, being used as a prepositional phrase indicating purpose. No está roto. It's not broken. The sentence uses the negación. No, with the verb estar. In the third person singular present tense, estar, the adjective roto means broken, and is used as the predicate of the sentence. Roto is in the masculine singular form because the noun it understood is masculine. Tom no escribe. Tom does not write. This sentence is in the presente. Present tense and delay. Negación. Negation. No. Means not, and it is used with the verb escribir. To write in the presente. Present tense, escribe. The sentence is in the third person singular, él. He. Hay un montón de basura en la otra orilla del río. There is a lot of trash on the other bank of the river. Breakdown. I. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Haber. To have, and functions as an existential verb, indicating the presence of something. Un montón de. This phrase means, a lot of, or, a ton of. It is a common way to express abundance. Basura. This means, trash, or, garbage. En. This preposition means, in, or, on. La otra. This phrase means, the other. Orilla. This word means, bank, or, shore, specifically referring to the edge of a river, or body of water. Del río. This phrase means, of the river. Del. Is a contraction of the preposition. De. Of, and the masculine definite article. El. The. Key concepts. Existential sentence. The sentence uses the verb. Haber. To indicate the existence of something. Prepositions. The sentence uses the prepositions. En. And. Del. To show location, and possession. Articles. The sentence uses definite articles. La. And. El. To specify the particular bank, and river being discussed. Rezamos por su felicidad. We pray for his happiness. Breakdown. Rezamos. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Rezar. To pray, in the first person plural form, meaning, we pray. Por. Means, for. Su. Is the possessive adjective meaning, his or her slash there. Felicidad. Is the noun meaning, happiness. Key concepts. Present tense conjugation. The verb. Rezar. Is conjugated in the present tense to indicate an action happening now. Prepositional phrase. The phrase. Por su felicidad. Is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Rezamos. Possessive adjective. The word. Su. Is a possessive adjective that indicates who the happiness belongs to. Yo había querido. It was raining softly. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb. Llover. To rain, to describe a past action that was ongoing, or continuous. Llovía. Is the imperfect form of the verb. Llover. In the third person singular. Querido. Means, softly, and is an adverb modifying the verb. Llover. Tu consejo ha sido de gran ayuda. Your advice has been very helpful. Tu. Tu. Is the second person singular possessive pronoun, meaning, your. It is used to show that the advice belongs to the person being spoken to. Consejo. Consejo. Is a noun meaning, advice, or, counsel. Ha sido. Ha sido. Is the third person singular present perfect of the verb, ser. Ser. Meaning, to be. It is used to indicate that the advice has been helpful up to this point. De gran ayuda. De gran ayuda. Is a phrase meaning, very helpful, or, of great help. The sentence translates literally as, your advice has been of great help. This sentence is a common way to express appreciation for someone's advice. Tom no llevaba la dirección de Mary consigo. Tom did not have Mary's address with him. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male person. No levaba. No yevava. This is the verb, to carry, in the negative, past tense. It means, did not carry. The, no, is the negation, and, yevava, is the past tense form of the verb, yevar. La dirección. La dirección. This is the direct object of the verb, meaning, the address. It is feminine singular, using the definite article. La. De Mary. De Mari. This is a prepositional phrase indicating possession, meaning, of Mary. De is the preposition, and Mari is a proper noun referring to a female person. Consigo. Consigo. This is an adverb meaning, with himself, or, with him. It emphasizes that Tom did not have the address with him personally. Ya son las once. Ya deberías estar en la cama. It's already 11 o'clock. You should already be in bed. Breakdown. Ya son las once. Ya. Already. Son. Are, third person plural of the verb. Ser. To be. Las. The, feminine plural definite article. Once. 11. This phrase indicates the current time. The literal translation is, it is already 11. Ya deberías estar en la cama. Ya. Already. Deberías. You should, second person singular of the verb. Deber. To should, used for an obligation, or recommendation. Estar. To be, infinitive of the verb. Estar. To be, used for location, or state. En. In. La. The, feminine singular definite article. Cama. Bed. This phrase is a recommendation, or advice. The literal translation is, you should already be in bed. Key concepts. The use of the verb. Ser. To indicate time. The use of the verb. Deber. To express an obligation, or recommendation. The use of the verb. Estar. To indicate location. En ese edificio ya no vive nadie. No one lives in that building anymore. The sentence is in the presente tense, but it refers to the past, because of the use of ya no, which means, no longer. En ese edificio means, in that building. Ya no means, no longer. Vive is the third person singular of the verb. Vivir. To live, and nadie means, nobody. Por favor, mándame una foto tuya. Please send me a photo of you. Breakdown. Por favor. Por favor. Is a polite request, meaning, please. Mándame. Mándame. Is the informal imperative form of the verb, mandar, to send, in the second person singular, you. It literally means, send me. Una foto. Una foto. Is a feminine singular noun meaning, a photo. Tuya. Tuya. Is a possessive adjective meaning, yours. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The verb, mandar, is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. Possessive adjectives. The word, tuya, is a possessive adjective, which indicates possession. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun, me, is a direct object pronoun, which refers to the person receiving the photo. No hay nada más rico que una cazuela de mariscos. There is nothing more delicious than a seafood casserole. Breakdown. No is the negative form of the verb, haber, which means, to have, in this case. It acts as a placeholder for the subject. I. Which means, there is slash r. I. Means, there is slash r, and is used here as an impersonal verb. Nada. means nothing and acts as the subject of the sentence. Mass means more and is used in the comparative form of the adjective rico. Rico means delicious and is used as an adjective to describe the noun cazuela. Que means than and introduces the second part of the comparison. Una means a and is used as the indefinite article for the noun cazuela. Cazuela means casserole and is the noun that receives the adjective rico. De means of and is used to connect mariscos with the noun cazuela. Mariscos means seafood and is the direct object of the preposition de. This sentence uses the comparative form of the adjective rico to express that seafood casserole is more delicious than anything else. The impersonal verb I sets up the comparison and highlights the idea of a lack of something more delicious. Estoy muy mal de salud. I am very sick. Estoy is the present tense conjugation of the verb estar to be in the first person singular. It indicates a state of being, which in this case is feeling sick. Muy means very and modifies the adjective mal. Mal means bad or ill in this context and describes the state of health. De salud literally means of health and specifies that the sickness is related to one's physical well-being. Te sientes sola, ¿verdad? You feel lonely, don't you? The sentence uses the verb sentir, which means to feel. It is conjugated in the present tense with the pronoun te, which is the informal you. The word sola means alone and is in the feminine form to agree with the pronoun te. The phrase verdad is a tag question, similar to right in English. It is used to confirm or seek agreement. En cuanto llegué a casa me metí en la ducha. As soon as I arrived home, I got in the shower. Breakdown. En cuanto. This is a conjunction that means as soon as or the moment that. Llegué. This is the past tense of the verb llegar, which means to arrive. The e ending indicates that the subject is yo, I, a casa. This means home. A is the preposition to in this case. Me metí. This is the past tense of the reflexive verb meterse, which means to get into or to put oneself into. The reflexive pronoun me indicates that the action is being done to oneself. En la ducha. This means in the shower. En is the preposition in. Por favor, deja de reír. Please stop laughing. Por means for or by and is used here as a preposition. Favor means favor and is used here as a noun. Deja is the informal command form of the verb dejar, which means to leave or to stop. De is a preposition that means of or from. Reír is the infinitive form of the verb to laugh. Por favor is a polite way to make a request. The sentence is a command, specifically an informal command. The informal command is used when speaking to someone you know well, or someone younger than you. Nada es para siempre. This sentence means, nothing is forever. Here is the breakdown. Nada is the subject of the sentence, and means, nothing. Es is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. Para means, for. Siempre means always or forever. This sentence uses a simple subject-verb complement structure, and the word order is straightforward. The sentence emphasizes that nothing in life is permanent. Entenderán. They will understand. The sentence is in the future tense, indicating an action that will happen in the future. Entenderán. Is the third person plural form of the future tense of the verb. Entender. To understand. Es bueno que no veas la tele. It's good that you don't watch TV. This sentence is in the indicative mood, and uses the subjunctive mood in the subordinate clause. Es. Is the third person singular form of the verb ser. Ser. To be. Bueno. Bueno. Means good. Que. Que. Is the conjunction that introduces the subordinate clause. No. No. Is the negation. These. Veas. Is the present subjunctive form of the verb ver. Ver. To see. In this case, the subjunctive mood is used because the main clause expresses an opinion or judgment. La tele. La tele. Is a short form of la televisión. La televisión. TV. The sentence can be literally translated as, it is good that you not see the TV. However, in English, it's more natural to use the negative form in the subordinate clause. Tom no cree a María. Piensa que miente. Tom doesn't believe María. He thinks she is lying. The sentence, Tom no cree a María. Piensa que miente, is a compound sentence containing two independent clauses. 1. Tom no cree a María. Tom, subject, proper noun no, negation cree, verb, to believe, in the present tense, third person singular form, he slash she slash it believes, a preposition, to, indicates the object of belief. María, object of the verb, cree, proper noun. 2. Piensa que miente. Piensa, verb, to think, in the present tense, third person singular form, he slash she slash it thinks. Que, conjunction, that, introduces a subordinate clause. Mint, verb, to lie, in the present tense, third person singular form, he slash she slash it lies. This sentence is structured in a way that is typical of Spanish. The verbs, cree, and, piensa, are both in the present tense. The phrase, a María, is used after the verb, cree, to indicate the object of belief. This structure is used when the object of belief is a person. Tal vez sea una loca idea. Pero yo pienso que deberíamos visitar a Tom y María ahora mismo. This might be a crazy idea, but I think we should visit Tom and Mary right now. Breakdown. Tal vez. This is a phrase that means, maybe, indicating uncertainty or possibility. Sea. This is the third person singular form of the verb ser, to be, conjugated in the subjunctive mood. This indicates a hypothetical situation, or a possibility. Una loca idea. This means, a crazy idea. Loca. Is the feminine form of the adjective. Loco. Crazy. Pero. This means, but, introducing a contrasting idea. Yo. This means, I. Pienso. This is the first person singular form of the verb pensar, to think, in the present tense. Que. This introduces a subordinate clause, indicating that the speaker is expressing an opinion, or belief. Deberíamos. This is the first person plural form of the verb deber, to should, in the conditional mood. It indicates a suggestion, or recommendation. Visitar. This means, to visit. A Tom y María. This means, Tom and Mary. The preposition, a, is used before names to indicate the object of the verb. Ahora mismo. This means, right now, indicating immediacy. La multitud se dispersó. The crowd dispersed. This sentence is in the past tense, using the past participle of the verb. Dispersar. To disperse. The subject is la multitud. The crowd, which is singular and feminine. La. Definite article, feminine, singular, indicating the crowd is specific and already known. Multitud. Noun, feminine, singular, meaning crowd. Se. Reflexive pronoun, indicating the action affects the subject. The crowd dispersed itself. Disperso. Verb, past tense, third person singular, meaning dispersed. ¿Cuánto tiempo lleva caminar desde aquí hasta la municipalidad? How long does it take to walk from here to the municipality? Breakdown. ¿Cuánto tiempo lleva? This translates to, how long does it take? ¿Cuánto? Means, how much, or, how many. Tiempo. Means, time. Lleva. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Llevar. Which means, to take, in the sense of time. Caminar this means, to walk. Desde aquí this means, from here. Desde. Means, from. Aquí. Means, here. Hasta la municipalidad this means, to the municipality. Hasta. Means, to. La. Is the definite article, the, for feminine nouns. Municipalidad. Means, municipality. This sentence is asking about the duration of the walk, using a direct question format. La tarta estaba deliciosa. The cake was delicious. Breakdown. La. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Tarta. Tarta. This is the noun, cake. Estaba. This is the past imperfect tense of the verb. Estar. Meaning, to be. In this context, it indicates a state of being. Deliciosa. This is the feminine singular adjective, delicious. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Tarta. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. This means that, if the noun is feminine, the adjective must also be feminine. Past imperfect tense. The past imperfect tense in Spanish is used to describe actions that were ongoing in the past, or to describe a state of being in the past. Los niños normalmente se despiertan temprano en Navidad. The children usually wake up early on Christmas. Breakdown. Los. Is the definite article meaning, the, and is used before masculine plural nouns, in this case, niños. Children. Niños. Is the plural noun for, child, and is masculine. Normalmente. Is an adverb meaning, usually, or, normally. Se. Is the reflexive pronoun meaning, themselves, or, each other, but in this case, it's used as a part of the reflexive verb, despiertan, which means, to wake up. Despiertan is the third person plural present indicative form of the verb, despertarse, which means, to wake up, and is a reflexive verb. This verb form agrees in number and person with the subject, los niños, which is third person plural, temprano. Is an adjective meaning, early. En. Is a preposition meaning, in, or, on, and is used before a specific time, or place, in this case, Navidad. Christmas. Navidad. Is a noun meaning, Christmas. This sentence uses the reflexive verb, despertarse. In the present indicative tense, the reflexive pronoun, se. is used to indicate that the action of waking up is done to oneself. Quiero mi parte del dinero. I want my share of the money. Breakdown. Quiero. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Querer. Which means, to want. Mi. This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. Parte. This is a noun meaning, part, share, or portion. Del. This is a contraction of the preposition, de. Of, and the definite article, el. The. It modifies the noun, dinero. Dinero. This is a noun meaning, money. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives, me. Indicates that the speaker is claiming ownership of the share of money. Contractions, del. Is a common contraction used to simplify the phrase. Direct object, parte. Is the direct object of the verb. Quiero. Es imposible para ti hacer eso. It is impossible for you to do that. The sentence is in the third person singular, referring to you, to. The verb is es. The third person singular form of the verb ser, to be. It is conjugated in the present tense. The phrase imposible is an adjective, meaning impossible. The preposition para introduces the object of the preposition, the. You. The verb hacer. To do is in the infinitive form, indicating an action that is yet to be performed. The pronoun eso. That refers to the object or action previously mentioned in the context. The sentence translates to, it is impossible for you to do that. Ten cuidado de no atragantarte con las uvas. Be careful not to choke on the grapes. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or request. The tu subject pronoun is understood, meaning the sentence is directed at you, singular, informal. Ten cuidado. Colon, this is a common phrase meaning, be careful, or, take care. It is formed with the verb, tener. To have, in the imperative mood and the noun, cuidado. Care. De no atragantarte. Colon, this phrase expresses the object of the imperative verb, de. Is a preposition that often introduces a phrase that is the object of a verb or noun. No. Is a negation, meaning, not. Atragantarte. Is the infinitive form of the verb. Atragantar. To choke, conjugated in the reflexive form, meaning the action affects the subject. Con las uvas. Colon, this is a prepositional phrase modifying the verb. Atragantarte. Con. Is the preposition, with. Las. Is the feminine plural definite article, meaning, the. Uvas. Is the noun, grapes. La jabonera es electrónica. The soap dispenser is electronic. La. Is the definite article, the, and it is feminine singular because jabonera is feminine singular. Jabonera is the noun, soap dispenser, and it is feminine singular. Es is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative. Electronica is the adjective, electronic, and it is feminine singular to agree with jabonera. Lamento haberte gritado. I'm sorry for yelling at you. Lamento. Lamento. Means, I regret, or, I'm sorry, habit. Haberte. Is the past participle of the verb. Haber. To have. Conjugated in the infinitive form. The. Te. is a pronoun that means you, but is used in this case to refer to the person being spoken to directly, like an accusative case pronoun. The past participle is used with the verb aver. To make compound tenses, gritado, gritavo, is the past participle of the verb gritar. To yell, or to shout. So, the literal translation is, I regret having shouted at you. Ellas están escapando. They are escaping. This sentence is in the present progressive tense, indicating an action that is happening now. Ellas. Ellas. Means, they, and refers to a group of females. Están. Están. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb, estar. Estar. Meaning, to be, in the third person plural form. It's used to express location, or state of being. Escapando. Escapando. Is the gerund form of the verb, escapar. Escapar. Meaning, to escape. The gerund form is used to indicate an ongoing action. Therefore, the complete sentence means, they are escaping, and implies that the group of women are currently in the process of escaping from something. Nosotros tenemos otros lugares a donde ir. We have other places to go. Breakdown. Nosotros. This is the subject pronoun, we, in the first person plural. Tenemos. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, to have. Tener, in the first person plural. It means, we have. Otros. This is the masculine plural form of the adjective, other. Lugares. This is the masculine plural noun, places. A. This is the preposition, to. Donde. This is the relative pronoun, where. It is used to introduce a subordinate clause that provides more information about the places. Ir. This is the infinitive verb, to go. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, tenemos, is conjugated in the first person plural to agree with the subject, nosotros. Prepositions. The preposition, a, is used to indicate direction and destination. Relative pronouns. The relative pronoun, donde, is used to connect the noun, lugares, with the subordinate clause, donde. Infinitives. The infinitive verb, is used to express the purpose of going to the places. Tom depositó su taza. Tom deposited his cup. The sentence is in the pretérito indefinido. Simple past tense, and uses the pronoun su, which is or air. In English, Tom is the subject of the sentence, and the verb deposito is conjugated to the third person singular in the pretérito indefinido. To match the subject, su is a possessive adjective that modifies taza and refers to Tom's cup. The noun taza is the direct object of the verb deposito. Estoy cansada de oír eso. I am tired of hearing that. This sentence uses the verb estar, which means to be, but in this case, it is being used to express a state of being, in this case, tired. The verb, oír, means, to hear, and is in the infinitive form, which makes it a noun. The word, eso, means, that, and refers to something that was said previously. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object. ¿Dónde viste a Tom por última vez? Where did you last see Tom? Breakdown. ¿Dónde? This is an interrogative pronoun meaning, where. It starts the question. ¿Viste? This is the second person singular, you, past tense of the verb. Ver. fantasy. Atom. This is the object of the verb. Beeste. The preposition a is used before a person to indicate to or at or ultima res. This phrase means for the last time and acts as an adverbial phrase modifying the verb. Beeste. Key concepts. Interrogative pronouns. Donde? Where is used to start a question about a place. Past tense verbs. Beeste. Is the past tense of the verb. Where? Direct object pronouns. At home. Is the direct object of the verb, indicating who was seen. Adverbial phrases. Por ultima vez. Modifies the verb, and provides information about the time of the action. Enciende la luz. Por favor. Turn on the light, please. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb. Encender. To turn on, with the object. La luz. The light. The word. Por favor. Is used to politely request the action. Here's a breakdown. Enciende. Is the imperative form of the verb. Encender. To turn on, which means, turn on, in this context. It is used to give a command, or make a request. La luz. Is the direct object of the verb, meaning the thing that is being acted upon. It means, the light. Por favor. Is a polite phrase that means, please. Ten cuidado de no romper esta jarra. Por favor. Please be careful not to break this jug. Breakdown. Ten cuidado. Ten cuidado. Is an imperative phrase meaning, be careful. It uses the verb. Tener. To have, in the imperative form, followed by the noun. Cuidado. Care. De no romper. De no romper. Is a prepositional phrase that specifies the object of the caution. De. Is the preposition, of, and. No romper. Is the infinitive, to break. The negative, no. Is used to emphasize avoiding breaking the jug. Esta jarra, esta jarra. Is the direct object of the verb. Romper. To break. Esta. Is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective, this, and. Jarra. Is the noun, jug. Por favor. Por favor. Is a polite phrase that means, please. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The verb. Tener. Is in the imperative mood, indicating a command, or request. Infinitive. Romper. Is in the infinitive form, which is the basic form of a verb. Negative. No. Is the negative particle. Direct object. Esta jarra. Is the direct object of the verb. Romper. Prepositional phrase. De no romper. Is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Tener. Pensé que eso era muy interesante. I thought that was very interesting. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Pensar. To think, which is. Pensé. Eso. Is a pronoun meaning, that. Era. Is the past tense of the verb. Ser. To be, and it is used to describe something. Muy. Means, very, and. Interesante. Means, interesting. ¿Tienes hermanos menores? Do you have younger siblings? The sentence is a question using the. Question mark. The verb, tienes, is the second person singular form of the verb, tener, to have, in the present tense. Hermanos, is the masculine plural form of the noun, hermano, brother slash sibling. Menores, is the masculine plural form of the adjective, menor, younger slash smaller, and acts as an adjective to hermanos, to indicate younger siblings. The sentence translates literally to, do you have younger brothers? However, in English, the word siblings is used to encompass both brothers and sisters. Desearía comprar unas botas. I would like to buy some boots. This sentence expresses a desire or wish to buy boots. Let's break it down. Desearía is the conditional form of the verb desear, to desire. The conditional tense is used to express a polite request or a wish, especially when talking to someone you don't know well. Comprar means to buy. Unas is the feminine plural form of the indefinite article, a, or, an. Here it modifies botas, boots, which are feminine. Botas means boots. ¿Cuál es tu canción de borrachos favorita? This is a question asking about someone's favorite borrachos, drunk song. The question is, what is your favorite borrachos song? ¿Cuál? Is a question word meaning which or what, and es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb to be. Sir, tú means your, and canción means song. De is a preposition meaning of, and borrachos means drunkards or drunks in a playful sense. Favorita is the feminine singular form of the adjective favorite. Saqué esa foto hace una semana. I took that photo a week ago. Breakdown. Saqué. This is the past participle of the verb sacar, which means to take or to pull out. In this context, it means took. Esa. This is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective that or that one. Foto. This is the noun photo or picture. Hace. This is the verb to make in the third person singular form, but in this context, it means ago or since. Una. This is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article a or one. Semana. This is the noun week. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle is used to form compound verb tenses, like the past perfect, had done, or the present perfect, have done, and also to form the passive voice. Demonstrative adjectives. Demonstrative adjectives specify which noun is being referred to, like this or that. Indefinite articles. Indefinite articles refer to an unspecified noun, like a or an. Time expressions. Time expressions indicate when an action occurred. Tienes que tener terminado este trabajo a mediodía. You have to have this work finished by noon. Breakdown. Tienes. This is the conjugated form of the verb tener, to have, in the second person singular, you. It is the present indicative tense and indicates a requirement or necessity. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It translates to, that, or, to. Tener. This is the infinitive form of the verb, tener, to have. Terminado. This is the past participle of the verb, terminar, to finish. It functions as an adjective here, modifying, trabajo. Este. This is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective, est, this, trabajo. This is the masculine singular noun, trabajo, work, a. This is the preposition, a, which indicates time in this context, mediodía. This is the noun, mediodía, noon. Key concepts. Present indicative tense. The verb tener is in the present indicative tense, which indicates a present action or state. In this case, it indicates a requirement or necessity in the present. Past participle as an adjective. The past participle, terminado, acts as an adjective modifying the noun, trabajo. Preposition, a, for time. The preposition, a, is used to indicate time. Noun, mediodía. This noun refers to the time of noon. Tom no estaba aterrorizado, pero Mary, sí. Tom was not terrified, but Mary was. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Tom. Tom. This is the proper noun for a male name. No estaba. No estaba. This is the negative form of the verb, estar. Estar. In the imperfect tense. Estar. Estar. Is used to express a state of being, or condition. So, no estaba. No estaba. Means, was not. Aterrorizado. Aterrorizado. This is the past participle of the verb, aterrorizar. Aterrorizar. Meaning, to terrify. It is used as an adjective here, describing Tom's state of being. Pero. Pero. This is the conjunction, but, indicating a contrast between the two clauses. Mary. Mary. This is the proper noun for a female name. She. She. This is the affirmative adverb, yes. In this context, it emphasizes that Mary was terrified, in contrast to Tom. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, estar. Estar. Is conjugated in the imperfect tense to indicate a past state of being. Past participles. The past participle, aterrorizado. Aterrorizado. Acts as an adjective, modifying the noun, Tom. Tom. Conjunctions. The conjunction, pero. Pero. Connects two contrasting clauses. Adverbs. The adverb, she. Si. Emphasizes the affirmation of Mary's fear. Se negó a darle la mano. He slash she refused to shake his or her hand. Breakdown. Se. Is the reflexive pronoun, meaning, himself slash herself, or, himself slash herself. In this context, it is used, because the verb, negar, is reflexive. Negó. Is the past tense conjugation of the verb, negar, meaning, to refuse. A. Is the preposition, to, darle. Is the infinitive, to give. Conjugated in the dative case, meaning, to give him slash her. La. Is the definite article, meaning, the. Mano. Means, hand. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Many verbs in Spanish are reflexive, meaning the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. The reflexive pronoun. Se. Is used with these verbs. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb, the person, or thing that receives the direct object. In this case, the indirect object is le, meaning, to him slash her. Él parecía joven. He looked young. The sentence uses the verb parecer, which means, to seem, or, to look. In this case, it's used in the imperfect tense, parecía, which indicates a past state, or action that was ongoing, or habitual. The subject is él, meaning he. The adjective joven, meaning young, describes the subject. Therefore, the sentence translates to he looked young. Debes aprender a ser cuidadosa. You should learn to be careful. Debes is the formal singular form of the verb. Deber. To have to should. It is conjugated in the second person singular, you. Aprender is the infinitive of the verb to learn. The, a. Before it signifies the infinitive form. Ser. Is the infinitive of the verb to be, used in this context to indicate an action in progress. Cuidadosa. is the feminine singular adjective meaning careful. Su padre es policía. His father is a policeman. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb ser. To be. Su is the possessive adjective. Su. His or her, and it agrees in gender with the noun. Padre. Father. Padre. Is the noun. Padre. Father, which is masculine singular. Es. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Ser. To be. Policía. Is the noun. Policía. Policeman, which is masculine singular. Es culpa mía. It's my fault. The sentence, es culpa mía, is a simple sentence in Spanish, meaning, it's my fault. It is constructed using es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, ser. To be. It functions as the verb in this sentence, indicating that something is a certain way. Culpa. This word means fault or blame. It functions as the subject of the sentence, indicating what is being described by the verb. Mía. This is the feminine singular possessive adjective meaning mine. It functions as an adjective modifying the noun. Culpa. And indicating that the fault belongs to the speaker. In this sentence, the combination of the verb ser and the possessive adjective, mía, creates a phrase that translates to, it's mine, which in this context means, it's my fault. Me estás diciendo que mi vida está en peligro? Are you telling me that my life is in danger? The sentence is a question, using the inversion, which places the verb, estás, are, before the subject. Tú. You, but is implied. Me. Is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, to me, or, for me. Estás. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Estar. To be, in the second person singular, indicating the person being addressed. Diciendo. Is the present participle of the verb. Decir. To say, forming the gerund phrase, estás diciendo, are you saying, que, introduces a subordinate clause, acting as a conjunction that means, that, me, is the possessive adjective, my, vida, is the noun, life, está, is the present tense conjugation of the verb, estar. To be, in the third person singular, indicating the life. En. Is the preposition, in. Peligro. Is the noun, danger. Quiebra el chocolate en trozos más pequeños. Break the chocolate into smaller pieces. This sentence is a command using the imperative form of the verb. Quebrar. Which means, to break. Quiebra is the tu you form of the imperative of quebrar. El chocolate is the direct object of the verb and means the chocolate. En trozos means in pieces. Más pequeños is an adjective modifying pieces and means smaller. Hicimos todo lo posible para proteger a Tom. We did everything possible to protect Tom. Breakdown. Hicimos. This is the past participle of the verb, hacer. Hacer. To do, conjugated in the first person plural, we. Todo. This means, all, or, everything. Lo. This is a direct object pronoun that refers to everything. Posible. This means possible. Para. This means to or in order to. Proteger. This means, to protect. Atom. This is the indirect object, indicating the person being protected. Tom is the name of a person. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle of a verb is used to form certain tenses, like the present perfect. Direct object pronoun. A direct object pronoun replaces a noun that receives the action of the verb. Indirect object pronoun. An indirect object pronoun indicates the person or thing that benefits from the action of the verb. Preposition, para. Para is used to express purpose or intention. Tú puedes parar esto. You can stop this. This sentence is in the affirmative form of the verb. Poner. To be able to, and uses the informal form of to, you. To is the subject pronoun for you, used when speaking informally to one person. Pudes is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Poner. For the subject pronoun to. Para is the infinitive of the verb. Parar. To stop. Esto is a demonstrative pronoun that indicates something close to the speaker or listener. Therefore, the sentence means, you are able to stop this. ¿Qué te gusta de mí? What do you like about me? This sentence is a question in the tú form, meaning it is directed towards a singular, familiar person. Breakdown. ¿Qué? This is an interrogative pronoun meaning, what? T. This is the direct object pronoun for, you, singular, familiar, and is used, because the verb, gustar, requires an indirect object pronoun. Gusta. This is the third person singular form of the verb, gustar, meaning, to like. In this sentence, it is conjugated to agree with the subject, what, as the subject is implied. The. This is the preposition, of, or, from. My. This is the personal pronoun, me, in the accusative form, which means it acts as the object of the preposition, the. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun, t, represents the person being liked. It is a direct object pronoun, because it directly receives the action of the verb, gustar. Indirect object pronoun. The pronoun, t, is also an indirect object pronoun, because it is indirectly affected by the verb, gustar. It shows, who the liking is directed towards. Verb, gustar. The verb, gustar, means, to like, but its structure is different from English. It takes the indirect object pronoun, and the thing being liked as the subject. Preposition, the. The preposition, the, is used to express the source of the liking. Tom estaba impaciente por ver a Mary otra vez. Tom was impatient to see Mary again. This sentence uses the verb estar in the imperfect tense, which is estaba. In this case, to express a state of being or condition in the past. Impaciente means impatient, and the preposition por is used to indicate the object of the impatience. The infinitive ver means to see, and otra vez means again. El negocio está en alza. The business is booming. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating that the business is currently doing well. Breakdown. El. The definite article, the, which is used because the speaker is referring to a specific business. Negocio. The noun, business. Está. The verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative, indicating that the business is in a specific state. En. The preposition, in, indicating location, or state. Alza. The noun, rise, or increase. This is a very common phrase in Spanish, and it is used to describe a business that is doing well financially.
Yo ya me había ido cuando ellos llegaron.
I had already left when they arrived. This sentence uses the pluscuamperfecto.
pluperfect tense in Spanish, which is used to describe an action that happened before another past action. Yo. Yo. Aya. Ya. Already me habirido. Me había ido. I had donculando. Cuando. When ellos. Ellos. They llegaron. Llegaron. Arrived. The verb. Haber. To have is used in the pluscuamperfecto. Along with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of ir. To go is ido. Está allá arriba esperándole. He slash she slash it is up there waiting for you. Breakdown. Está. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Estar. To be, which is used to express location or state. Here, it means is. Allá. This is an adverb that means over there or up there. Arriba. This is an adverb that means above or up. Esperándole. This is the present participle of the verb. Esperar. To wait, conjugated in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject. The ending, le, indicates the direct object pronoun, him slash her slash it slash you, formal, which is used to clarify who is being waited for. Key concepts. Adverbs of place, allá, and arriba, are adverbs that describe the location of the subject. Present participle, the present participle, esperándole, is used to describe an action that is happening simultaneously with the main verb. Direct object pronoun, the pronoun, le, is used to clarify who is being waited for. Las apariencias engañan. Appearances are deceiving. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact or opinion. The subject is las apariencias, which is a plural noun meaning appearances. The verb is engañan, which is the third person plural present indicative form of the verb engañar, meaning to deceive. The phrase las apariencias engañan is a common Spanish proverb, and its meaning is essentially the same as the English proverb, don't judge a book by its cover. Lo cierto es que los humanos no podemos vivir sin aire. The truth is that humans cannot live without air. Lo is the masculine singular form of el. The definite article meaning the. Cierto means certain, true, or correct. In this case, it is used as an adjective modifying the noun. Es. Es. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ser. Meaning, to be. Que. Is a conjunction meaning, that. Los. Is the masculine plural form of. El. The definite article meaning, the. Humanos. Is the plural form of the noun, humano, meaning, human. No, is the negation of a verb. Podemos, is the first person plural present indicative form of the verb. Poder, meaning, to be able to. Vivir, is the infinitive form of the verb. Vivir, meaning, to live. Seen. Is a preposition meaning, without. Aire. Is the masculine singular noun meaning, air. Asumo que sabes quién hizo esto. I assume you know, who did this. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb. Asumir. Which means to assume. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, in this case, the clause. Sabes quién hizo esto? Which means, you know, who did this. Quién? is an interrogative pronoun that means who and is used to ask a question. Ether is the past tense form of the verb affair, which means to do or to make. Esto is a demonstrative pronoun that means this. Nunca volví a ver a Tom después de aquello. I never saw Tom again after that. Breakdown. Nunca means never. It is an adverb of time. Volví is the past tense of the verb volver, which means to return or to go back. This is the first person singular form. Haber is an infinitive phrase meaning to see. It is used here as an infinitive with the meaning of to see again. A is a preposition meaning to or at. It is used before Tom to indicate the object of the verb. Ver. Después de is a prepositional phrase meaning after or following. Aquello is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned. It is used here to refer to the event that happened before the speaker never saw Tom again. Un niño durmiendo es como un ángel. A sleeping child is like an angel. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Un niño durmiendo es como un ángel. Un niño. This is a masculine singular indefinite article, followed by the noun. Niño. Child. Durmiendo, this is a present participle, meaning sleeping. It modifies the noun. Niño. To describe the child's state. Is, this is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, to be. It is the verb that connects the subject. Niño. Durmiendo, to the predicate, como un ángel. Como, this is the conjunction, like, or, as. Un ángel. This is a masculine singular indefinite article, followed by the noun, ángel. Angel. Key concepts. Present participle. Durmiendo is a present participle, which is formed by adding ando or indo to the stem of a verb. Present participles can function as adjectives or adverbs, describing the state or action of a noun. Verb, ser. The verb, ser, is used to express the state of being, identity, or classification. It is one of the most common verbs in Spanish, and is often used in comparisons, as in this sentence. Apenas podía verlo. He could barely see him. This sentence uses the verb poder, which means to be able to. It is conjugated in the imperfect tense, podía, indicating an action that was happening in the past and could have continued. The word apenas is an adverb meaning barely or scarcely, indicating a limited ability to see. The object pronoun lo stands in for the noun him. Estoy indignado contigo. I am outraged with you. Estoy is the present tense conjugation of the verb estar, to be, in the first person singular, meaning I am. Indignado is the past participle of the verb indignar, to outrage, and is being used as an adjective here, meaning outraged. Contigo is a pronoun meaning with you. This sentence demonstrates the use of the verb estar with a past participle to express a state of being. Mi padre no es tan rico como mi abuelo. My father is not as rich as my grandfather. Breakdown. Mi. This is the possessive adjective, my, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun, father, which is masculine singular. Padre. This is the noun, father. No. This is the negation, not. Es. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative. can. This is the adverb, as, indicating comparison. Rico. This is the adjective, rich. Como. This is the conjunction, as, introducing a comparison. Me. This is the possessive adjective, my, agreeing in gender and number with grandfather, which is masculine singular. Abuelo. This is the noun, grandfather. Key concepts. Comparison of inequality. The sentence uses the structure, not as, adjective, as, to express that the father is less rich than the grandfather. Adjective agreement. The adjectives. Me. My, agree in gender, and number with the nouns may modify. Subject verb agreement. The verb. Es. Is, agrees in person, and number with the subject. Padre. Father. Conducíamos por territorio desconocido. We were driving through unknown territory. Conducíamos. Is the imperfect tense of the verb. Conducir. To drive. It indicates a past action that was ongoing. Por. Is a preposition that means, through, or, by. Territorio. Means, territory. Desconocido. Is an adjective meaning, unknown. Tom lloró. Tom cried. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun, a specific name. Lloró. Is the verb in the sentence, and means, cried. It is in the past tense, specifically the pretérito. Tense which is used to describe actions that were completed in the past. Los chicos todavía están jugando en el arenero. The boys are still playing in the sandbox. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article, meaning the chicos. This is the masculine plural noun for boys. Todavía. This is an adverb meaning still. Están. This is the present tense of the verb. Estar. To be, conjugated in the third person plural. Jugando. This is the present participle of the verb. Jugar. To play. En. This is a preposition meaning, in. El. This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning, the. Arenero. This is a noun meaning, sandbox. The sentence uses the present progressive tense, formed by the verb, estar, plus the present participle of the verb. This tense indicates an action that is ongoing. Tengo un vecino medio raro. I have a neighbor, who is a little strange. Breakdown. Tengo. This is the present tense of the verb, tener. To have. In this case, it means, I have. Un. This is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, meaning, a, or, one. Vecino. This is the noun, neighbor. Medio. This is an adjective that means, half, or, somewhat. In this context, it implies that the neighbor is a bit strange. Raro. This is an adjective that means, strange, or, weird. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb, tener, is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an ongoing action, or a state of being. Indefinite article. The use of un indicates that the neighbor is not specific. Adjectives. Medio. And raro. Are adjectives that modify the noun, vecino. Providing more information about the neighbor. Vivo en esta casa solo. I live in this house alone. Breakdown. Vivo. This is the present tense of the verb, vivir. Which means, to live, in English. The, or. Ending indicates that the subject is, I. En. This is a preposition that means, in, or, at, and is used to indicate location. Esta. This is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. Which means, this. Casa. This is the noun for, house, in Spanish. Solo. This is an adjective that means, alone. It modifies the noun. Casa. To show that the speaker lives in the house without anyone else. Prefiero la carne al pescado. I prefer meat to fish. This sentence uses the verb preferir, which means to prefer. The structure of the sentence is preferir plus noun plus preposición plus noun. In this case, the preposition is a, which is used to express preference between two things. Al is a contraction of a plus el, and is used before a masculine singular noun. El me besó apasionadamente. He kissed me passionately. Breakdown. El. This is the masculine singular pronoun for he. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. It is used when the person receiving the action is the direct object of the verb. Besó. This is the past tense of the verb. Besar. Meaning, to kiss. Apasionadamente. This is an adverb meaning, passionately. It modifies the verb. Besó. To describe how the kissing was done. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun is used to indicate the person or thing that is directly affected by the action of the verb. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs to provide more information about how, when, where, or to what extent something happens. Ella se levantó. She got up. The sentence. Ella se levantó is in the past tense, and means, she got up. It is a simple sentence with two words. Ella. This is the subject pronoun, and means, she. Se levantó. This is the verb in the past tense, and means, got up. The verb, levantarse, is a reflexive verb, meaning that the action is done to the subject itself. The reflexive pronoun, se, is used to indicate this. Tom fue arrastrado a una trampa. Tom was dragged into a trap. The sentence uses the pretérito indefinido. Past tense of the verb arrastrar. To drag, which is arrastró. This verb is conjugated in the third person singular to match the subject. Tom. The preposition a is used before the noun trampa. Trap, to indicate the direction or destination of the dragging. El autor dedicó el libro a su hermana. The author dedicated the book to his sister. Breakdown. El. This is the masculine singular definite article meaning the autor. This is the noun meaning, author, in the masculine singular form. Dedicó. This is the past tense of the verb. Dedicar. Which means, to dedicate. It is conjugated in the third person singular form. El. This is the masculine singular definite article meaning, the. Libro. This is the noun meaning, book, in the masculine singular form. A. This is the preposition, to, used here to indicate the recipient of the dedication. Su. This is the possessive adjective meaning, his or her, and agrees with the noun. Hermana. Hermana. This is the noun meaning, sister, in the feminine singular form. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Nouns and adjectives in Spanish have genders, masculine or feminine, and must agree. Definite articles. The definite articles, el and la, are used to indicate a specific noun. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that link nouns, or pronouns to other words in the sentence. Verb conjugation. The verb belikar is conjugated in the past tense to show the action took place in the past. No ainalyai. There is no one there. Breakdown. No means no and acts as a negative. I is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb aware, which means to have or to ne be. Nalye means no one. This is a pronoun that functions as the subject of the sentence, i.e. means there. This is an adverb of place indicating location. This sentence is a simple negative statement, using the verb aware to express the idea of existence or presence. The sentence structure is straightforward. Negative plus verb plus subject plus adverb. Sería bueno que leyeras más libros. It would be good if you read more books. Breakdown. Sería is the conditional form of the verb ser. To be. It indicates a hypothetical or desirable situation. Bueno means good. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Leyeras is the subjunctive form of the verb leer. To read, which is used in this case to express a suggestion or a recommendation. Más means more. Libros means books. Key concepts. Conditional tense. The conditional tense in Spanish is used to express hypothetical situations, desires, or polite requests. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood in Spanish is used to express a variety of moods and tenses, including suggestions, recommendations, and desires. Conjunctions. Conjunctions are words that connect words, phrases, or clauses. In this case, que introduces a subordinate clause that provides more information about the desired outcome. Necesito hablar con Tom en persona. I need to speak with Tom in person. Breakdown. Necesito. This is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb necesitar. To need. Hablar. This is the infinitive form of the verb hablar. To speak. Con. This is a preposition meaning with. Tom. This is the name of the person being spoken to. En persona. This is a phrase meaning in person. Key concepts. The sentence is in the present tense. It uses the infinitive form of the verb hablar after necesitar to express the need to perform the action. The preposition con is used to indicate who the speaker is speaking with. The phrase en persona emphasizes that the speaker wants to talk directly with Tom, not over the phone or by email. Tom negó haber sabido nada al respecto. Tom denied knowing anything about it. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun for the name Tom. Negó. This is the past tense of the verb negar, meaning to deny. Haber sabido. This is a past participle construction indicating a completed action in the past. Haber is the auxiliary verb for past participles and sabido is the past participle of the verb saber, meaning to know. Nada. This is a pronoun meaning nothing. Al respecto. This prepositional phrase means about it or regarding this. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence is in the past tense, using the past participle form of negar. Negó. Past participle construction. The phrase haber sabido is a past participle construction, which is common in Spanish to express completed actions in the past. Prepositional phrase. The prepositional phrase. Al respecto. Adds context, and clarifies what Tom was denying knowledge of. Yo encontré estos. I found these. Yo. Yo. Is the subject pronoun, I, in Spanish. Encontré. Encontré. Is the first person singular preterite form of the verb. Encontrar. To find. It indicates an action that was completed in the past. Estos. Estos. Is the masculine plural form of the demonstrative adjective, these, referring to something nearby, or previously mentioned. Él iba muy retrasado con el pago del alquiler. Como consecuencia, lo desahuciaron del apartamento. He was very late with his rent payment. As a consequence, he was evicted from the apartment. Él. Is the subject pronoun, he, iba. Is the imperfect tense of the verb, to go, and indicates that he was in a state of being late. Muy. Is an adverb meaning, very. Retrasado. Is an adjective meaning, late, or, behind. Con. Is a preposition meaning, with. El. Is the definite article, the. Pago. Is a noun meaning, payment. Del. Is a contraction of the preposition, de, and the definite article, el. Alquiler. Is a noun meaning, rent. Como consecuencia. Means, as a consequence, or, therefore. Law. Is the direct object pronoun, him, referring to the subject, él. Desahuciaron. Is the past tense of the verb, desahuciar, to evict. Del. Is a contraction of the preposition, de, and the definite article, el. Apartamento. Is a noun meaning, apartment. Se quedó dormido enseguida. He fell asleep immediately. This sentence uses the preterite tense of the verb quedarse, which means to stay or to remain. In this case, it's used to describe a completed action in the past. He stayed asleep. Dormido is the past participle of the verb dormir. To sleep, and acts as an adjective in this case, meaning, asleep. Enseguida is a phrase that means, immediately, or, right away. It emphasizes the quickness of the action. Sé que lo puedes hacer mejor. I know that you can do it better. Breakdown. Say. This is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb saber. Saber. Which means, to know. Que, this is a conjunction meaning, that. It introduces a subordinate clause. Lo, this is a pronoun meaning, it, or, him, and refers to something previously understood in the context. Pudes, this is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb poder. Poner, which means, to be able to, or, can. Hacer. This is the infinitive form of the verb hacer, hacer, which means, to do, or, to make. Mejor, this is the comparative adjective meaning, better. Key concepts. Present indicative tense. This tense is used to describe actions that are happening now, or habitual actions. Subordinate clause. This is a clause that depends on the main clause for its meaning. It is introduced by a conjunction. Pronouns. These words replace nouns to avoid repetition. Infinitive. This is the base form of a verb. Comparative adjectives. These adjectives compare two things. Tom podría pasar un largo tiempo en Boston. Tom could spend a long time in Boston. This sentence is in the conditional mood, indicating possibility or probability. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Podría. Podría. is the conditional form of the verb poner. To be able to. It indicates that Tom has the possibility or capability to spend a long time in Boston. Pasar. Pasar. Is the infinitive form of the verb pasar. To spend time. Un largo tiempo. Un largo tiempo. Is a noun phrase, meaning a long time. It acts as the direct object of the verb pasar. En Boston. En Boston. Is a prepositional phrase, indicating the location where Tom could spend a long time. En. Is the preposition meaning in and Boston. Is the proper noun referring to the city. Key concepts. Conditional mood. Podría. Indicates possibility or probability. Direct object. Un largo tiempo. Is the object of the verb. Pasar. Prepositional phrase. En Boston. Provides information about the location. Es tan terrible que no quiero pensar en ello. It is so terrible that I don't want to think about it. Breakdown. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, sir, to be. In this case, it acts as a linking verb, connecting the subject, it, to the adjective, terrible. Tan. This is an adverb meaning, so, or, very, intensifying the adjective, terrible. Terrible. This is an adjective meaning, terrible. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, indicating a consequence, or result of the previous statement. No. This is the negation word, not. Quiero. This is the first person singular form of the verb, querer, to want. Pensar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, pensar, to think. En. This is a preposition meaning, in, or, on. It is used here to indicate the object of the thought, it. Ello. This pronoun refers back to the previous statement, meaning, it. Key concepts. Subordinate clause. The clause, que no quiero pensar en ello, is a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction. Que. It explains the consequence of it being terrible. Infinitive. The verb. Pensar. Is used in its infinitive form after the verb, querer, indicating the object of the desire. Pronoun. The pronoun. Ello. Is used to avoid repetition and refer back to the previous statement. Soy honesto. I am honest. This sentence uses the verb ser, which means to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form. Soy. This form is used for the subject, I. The word honesto means honest and is an adjective, describing the subject, I. Tienes exceso de trabajo. You have an excess of work. The sentence is structured as follows. Tienes. This is the conjugation of the verb. Tener. To have, in the second person singular. Tu. You, form of the present tense. Exceso. This is a noun meaning, excess. De. This is a preposition that means, of, and is used to connect the noun, excess, with the following word. Trabajo. This is a noun meaning, work. In essence, the sentence translates to, you have an excess of work, indicating that the person is overwhelmed with work. Tenía ganas de llorar. I felt like crying. Here's a breakdown. Tenía. Is the imperfect tense of the verb tener. To have. In this context, it means I had or I was feeling. Ganas. Is a noun meaning desire or urge. De. Is a preposition meaning of or to. Llorar. Is the infinitive form of the verb llorar. to cry. The phrase literally means, I had desire to cry, but in English, it's more natural to say, I felt like crying. The imperfect tense in this sentence emphasizes the feeling of wanting to cry, rather than a specific event of crying. Tom cree que eso servirá. Tom believes that will serve. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating a male individual. Cree is the verb, to believe, in the third person singular form, conjugated in the present tense. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, indicating that the following statement is what Tom believes. Eso is a pronoun referring to something previously mentioned, likely a plan or idea. Servirá is the verb, to serve, in the third person singular form, conjugated in the future tense, indicating that it will be useful. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb cree agrees with the subject. Tom in the third person singular. Present tense. The verb cree is in the present tense, indicating a current belief. Future tense. The verb servirá is in the future tense, indicating a belief that something will be useful in the future. Subordinate clause. The clause introduced by que depends on the main clause for its meaning. Sé que sois inteligentes. I know that you are intelligent. This sentence is in the indicative mood, meaning it is a statement of fact. Sé is the first person singular present indicative of the verb saber, which means to know. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It means that. Sois is the second person plural present indicative of the verb ser, which means to be. In this sentence, it is used as a copulative verb, linking the subject to the predicate. Inteligentes is the plural adjective meaning intelligent. This sentence uses a simple subject-verb-object structure, making it easy to understand. The use of the indicative mood implies that the speaker is certain about the intelligence of the people being addressed. Ella tiene algunos bonitos muebles antiguos. She has some beautiful antique furniture. Breakdown. Ella is the subject pronoun, meaning she. Tiene is the present tense of the verb tener, meaning to have. Algunos is an indefinite adjective, meaning some. Bonitos is an adjective meaning beautiful, and modifies the noun muebles. Muebles is a noun meaning furniture. Antiguos is an adjective meaning antique, and modifies the noun muebles. Key concepts. Adjectives. In Spanish, adjectives typically follow the noun they modify. Indefinite articles. Algunos is an indefinite article, which means it does not specify a particular number of items. Verb conjugation. The verb tiene is conjugated in the third person singular form, which agrees with the subject pronoun. Ella. Quiero un poco de papel. I want a little bit of paper. The sentence structure is quiero. This is the verb, to want, conjugated in the first person singular present indicative. This is the core of the sentence, indicating the speaker's desire. Un. This is the indefinite article meaning a or an in English. It modifies the noun poco. Poco. This is a noun meaning a little bit or a small amount. It refers to the quantity of paper desired. De. This is a preposition meaning of or from. It connects the noun poco to the noun. Papel. Papel. This is the noun meaning paper and specifies the object of the desire. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence expressing a desire for a specific item, paper.
Estoy consciente de que cada decisión que tomo acarrea una consecuencia.
I am aware that every decision I make carries a consequence. This sentence highlights the idea of responsibility and the impact of our choices. Let's break it down.
Estoy.
This is the present tense of the verb.
Estar.
To be conjugated in the first person singular. It translates to, I am.
Consciente.
This is an adjective meaning aware or conscious.
De.
This is a preposition meaning of. It introduces the object of the awareness.
Que.
This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It translates to, that.
Cada.
This is an adjective meaning each or every.
Decisión.
This is a noun meaning decision.
Que.
This is another conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. It translates to that.
Tomo.
This is the present tense of the verb.
Tomar.
To take, conjugated in the first person singular. It translates to I take.
Acarrea.
This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb.
Acarrear.
To carry, in the sense of, to bring about, or, to entail.
Una.
This is an indefinite article meaning, a.
Consecuencia.
This is a noun meaning, consequence. The sentence can be translated as, I am aware that each decision I make brings about a consequence. The key grammatical concepts here are the use of the present tense, the conjunctions,
que,
the relative clause structure, and the prepositional phrase,
de que.
Encontraré una manera de hacerlo. I will find a way to do it. This sentence is in the future tense, indicating an action that will happen in the future.
Encontraré
is the future tense of the verb.
Encontrar.
To find. The future tense in Spanish is formed by adding the endings e-acute, a-acute, a-acute, imos, is, onto the stem of the verb. In this case, the stem is
encontrar.
And the ending is e-acute.
Una.
Is the feminine singular definite article meaning a, or one.
Manera.
Is a noun meaning way, or manner.
De
is a preposition meaning of.
Hacerlo
is the infinitive of the verb
hacer.
To do with the pronoun
lo
attached to the end.
Lo
is the direct object pronoun meaning it.
So
hacerlo means to do it.
Esto es culpa tuya.
This is your fault. Breakdown.
Esto.
This.
Esto.
Is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, this. It is used to refer to something that is near the speaker.
Es.
Is. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Ser.
To be.
Culpa.
Fault, blame.
Culpa.
Is a noun, referring to the responsibility for something bad that has happened.
Tuya.
Yours.
Tuya.
Is a possessive adjective meaning, yours. It agrees in gender with
culpa,
which is feminine. The sentence uses the verb
ser.
To be, to indicate possession.
The phrase
culpa tuya is equivalent to your fault.
Su salario es muy alto.
His or her salary is very high. Breakdown.
Su.
This is the possessive adjective, his or her, and agrees in gender with the noun, salario. In Spanish, adjectives typically agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Salario. This is the noun, salary. It is masculine in Spanish. Es. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb, ser, which means, to be. Muy. This is the adverb, very. Alto. This is the adjective, high, and agrees in gender with, salario. Key concepts. Agreement. In Spanish, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives, like su, indicate ownership and must agree with the noun they modify. Verb conjugation. The verb ser is conjugated differently depending on the subject. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, providing additional information about how, when, where, or to what extent something happens. ¿Crees que os tengo miedo? Do you think I'm afraid of you? This sentence is a question in the vosotros form, which is the informal you, used for a plural group of people. The verb is creer, which means to believe, and it is conjugated in the present tense. The object of the verb is the clause que os tengo miedo, which translates to that I am afraid of you. The clause is in the indicative mood and uses the verb tener, which means to have, and the noun miedo, which means fear. The pronoun os is the indirect object pronoun, referring to the people being addressed. The sentence as a whole is asking for the opinion of the people being addressed on whether the speaker is afraid of them. It implies a sense of challenge, or questioning of their perceived power, or intimidation. Estaba avergonzado. He slash she slash it was embarrassed. The verb estaba is the imperfect tense of the verb estar, which means to be. The imperfect tense is used to describe a past state, or action that was ongoing, or habitual. The word avergonzado is the past participle of the verb avergonzar, which means to embarrass. In this context, it is being used as an adjective, meaning embarrassed. Escuché que María estaba embarazada. I heard that María was pregnant. This sentence is in the past tense. Escuché means I heard in the preterite tense. It is the past tense form of the verb escuchar, which means to listen or to hear. Que is the conjunction that, introducing a subordinate clause. María is the proper noun. María estaba means was and is the imperfect tense form of the verb estar, which means to be. Embarazada means pregnant. This is a feminine adjective that describes María. The sentence implies that the speaker was told or learned about María's pregnancy at some point in the past. ¿Alguna vez has cruzado un río tan grande como este? This translates to, have you ever crossed a river as big as this one? Here is a breakdown of the grammar and meaning. ¿Alguna vez? ¿Alguna vez? This phrase means, have you ever? It is used to ask about past experiences. Has cruzado. Has cruzado. This is the present perfect tense of the verb cruzar, to cross. It signifies an action completed in the past that has relevance to the present. Un río. Un río. This means a river. Tan grande como este. Tan grande como este. This means, as big as this one. The word, tan, means, as, and, grande, means, big. The phrase, como este, means, like this one. The sentence is asking, if the person has ever crossed a river of comparable size. The question implies that the river being discussed is very large.